我们今天的讲题是哥哥跟马哥的战争。
The topic of today, preaching is the battle of Gog and Magog.
那么经文是在以西结书三十八章到三十九章。
And the scripture is from Ezekiel chapter 38 through 39.
但是我们只是来看三十八章第二节到第六节。
But we're only going to read chapter 38, verses 2 to 6.
以西结书在这个耶利米书后面。
Ezekiel is behind Jeremiah.
在但以理书的前面是吗？前面。
And it's right before Daniel.
找到吗？
Can you find it?
以西结书第三十八章第二节，人子啊，你要向面向马革地的哥哥，就是罗斯米士斯巴的王，发预言攻击他，说主耶和华如此说：罗斯米士斯巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌，我必用钩子勾住你的腮甲，调转你，将你和你的军兵马匹马兵带出来，都被挂整齐成了大队，有大小盾牌，各拿刀剑，波斯人古时人和活人各拿盾牌，头上戴盔，割灭人和他的军队，北方局处的陀加马族和他的军队，这许多国的民都同作你。
Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 2. Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal.Prophecy against him and say, This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and bring you out with your whole army, your horses, your horsemen fully armed, and a great horde with large and small shields, all of them brandishing their swords. Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them.All with shields and helmets. Also Gomer with all its troops, and Beth Togoman from the far north with all its troops, the many nations with you.
那么自从苏联在90年代的时候倒塌之后，
Since the breakup of the Soviet Union in the 1990s,
那么很多人都认为这个俄罗斯以往那种势力已经过去了。
A lot of people think that the glory of Russia has come to pass.
然后不会再带来给世界任何的威胁。
And it will not bring forth any more pressure on the world.
但是不到二十年的时间。
But within 20 years.
我们看到俄罗斯东山再起。
We see that Russia has risen to power again.
然后在短短的几年内。在这个布丁总统的领导之下，
And within a few years under the leadership of President Putin,
那么从一个混乱的状态当中，
And from a confused state,
变成一个很稳定而且很有势力的一个国家，
It has now become a stable and also a powerful nation.
那么最近俄罗斯跟伊朗建立外交关系，
And recently,There has been a relationship established between Iran and Russia.
那么这是有史以来第一次发生的事情。
And this is the first time ever in history.
因为伊朗跟俄罗斯从来没有外交的关系。
Because it has never been any international relationship between these two countries.
那么俄罗斯不单与伊朗建立这个关系。
Not only is Russia establishing relationship with Iran.
那么他们这个俄罗斯也协助这个伊朗在这个核能能源的发展。
Russia has also helped with the nuclear development in Iran.
那么最近几年
and in the last few years,
那么伊朗这个能源核子能源的发展
Iran has established its nuclear energy.
那么使到美国和世界上不少的国家的关注
and it has caught the attention of the United States of America and also the other countries in the world.
没有人确定伊朗到底有没有这个核子武器
Nobody know for sure if Iran has nuclear
weapon.
Thank you.
那么伊朗的总统 Mahmoud Ahmadinejad 他的名字不容易念那么在2005年10月的时候他发表了一个言论
The president of Iran Ahmad Ahmadinejad in 2005 had a speech
那么在他的言论当中他说了一句话
And in his speech he said was one thing.
他说他要把以色列从地图上除去。
He said he wants to wipe Israel off the map.
所以这个俄罗斯他的东山再起。
So when Russia came back to power,
那么以这个伊朗建立这个军事的关系是最近几年的事情。
And his her establishing a relationship with Iran happened within a few short years.
那么这两个国家在外交跟军事的合作
the cooperation between these two countries.
那么跟我们今天所看的经文有什么关系
what does it have to do with the scripture we're going to look at today?
那么特别就是刚才我念那几节经文
especially the scripture we just read.
就是以西结书38章第二节到第六节
and that is in Ezekiel chapter 38 verses 2 to 6
所以我们再来看一次这段经文
so let's look at the scriptures again
所以当我念的时候你注意每一节经文所说的那些名词
so as I read the scripture pay attention to the name in each verse
第二节说人子呀你要面向马格地的哥哥就是罗斯米士示巴的王发预言攻击他
In verse 2 it says Son of man set your face against Gog of the land of Magog the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal prophesy against him
然后第三节说主耶和华如此说罗斯米色四巴的王哥哥啊我与你为敌
In verse 3 it says and say this is what the sovereign Lord says I am against you O Gog chief prince of Meshach and Tubal
第四节我必用钩子钩住你的腮甲周转你将你和你的军兵马兵带出来都被挂整齐成了大队有大小盾牌各拿刀剑
In verse 4 it says I will turn you around put hooks in your jaws and bring you out with your whole army your horses your horsemen fully armed and a great horde with large and small shields all of them brandishing their swords
然后第五节波斯人古斯人和活人各拿盾牌头上戴盔
Verse 5 Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them all with shields and helmets
然后第六节哥灭人和他的军队北方极处的陀加马族和他的军队这许多国家的民都同作你
Verse 6 Also Gomer with all its troops and Beth Togoma from the far north with all its troops the many nations with you
那么在这五节经文里面我们看到一系列的名词
We see a bunch of names in these verses
那么这些名词有一些跟挪亚有关系的
And some of these names are related to Noah
一些是挪亚的孙子
Some of them are Noah's descendants
一些是挪亚的曾孙
Some of them are the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of Noah
那比如说你看第五节的古示人霍人和第六节的哥灭人是挪亚的孙子
In verse 5 Cush Put and then in verse 6 Gomer They are the grandchildren of Noah.
然后你看第六节的陀加马族是挪亚的曾孙。
And then the Togarma tribe, described in verse 6, is the great-grandchildren of Noah.
然后等一会儿我会告诉你们哪一些人是代表今天哪一些国家。
And I will tell you in a little bit what it represents, what country it represents in today's world.
然后在这么多名词当中。
And in all these names.
那么第二节的哥哥是一个例外。
There is an exception in verse 2.
然后这个哥哥不是代表一个民族。
Gog is not a tribe.
也不是代表挪亚的后代。
And it is not the descendant of Noah.
所以你看这个名词在以西结书38章到39章一共出现了12次。
This name appeared in chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel 12 times.
所以这个哥哥这个名称不是代表一个国家的名称。
Gog does not represent a country.
而是代表一个统治者的那个头衔。
It represents the title of a ruler.
其实哥哥是指那最高位的人。
And Gog means the man on top.
所以哥哥是一个人，而不是一个国家或者一个民族。
So Gog is not a person or a people.
所以如果你在这个以西结书第38章2章2节跟39章第1节，他说这个人是一个王。
And so if you look at verse 2 of chapter 38 and verse 1 of chapter 39, it represents, it tells us that it is a king.
那么在第二节啊，就是38章第二节，除了这个名词哥哥以外。
So besides Gog, in verse 2 of chapter 38.
那么另外一个名词我们看到就是马各。
Another name appeared and it is Magog.
那么根据圣经学者他说马各是指那些西古提人。
And according to the biblical scholars, they think Magog represent the Scythians.
很奇妙，这个名词出现在哥罗西书三章第十一节。
This name actually appeared in Colossians chapter 3.
Verse 11. 那么古代的历史学家，比如说那个 Josephus， 他也认为这个马格是指这些西古提人。
And historians Josephus also agreed that Magog referred to Scythians.
所以我们没有理由否认这个这个名词。
So we have no reason to deny that.
这个名词就是指这个马格，就是指这个西古提人。
And so Magog is talking about the Scythians.
那么这个西古提人是一种游牧的民族。
Scythians are nomads.
那么他们居住在以色列的北部。
They live in the north side of Israel.
那么有些居住在靠近这个亚洲圈里面。
And some live within the Asiatic circle.
那么历史学家都认为他们的原语就是那种波斯文。
And historians have agreed that the language they use are Persians.
那么从这些线索里面，我们可以认明这个马格是代表以前苏联的一些国家。
And so from these clues, we can identify that the land of Magog is talking about part of the Soviet Union.
比如说Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, 还有一大堆的蛋。
So for example, they're pointing towards Kazakhstan.Whatever what the pastor just said.
那么我们发觉到这个哥哥马格接下来的一个名词就是罗斯。
So besides Gog and Magog, the next one is Cush. Oh, no.
Rosh.
Rosh.
也是在第二节。那么这个名词出现了在旧约圣经里面出现了大概600多次。
This name has appeared in the Bible for over 600 times.
那么在以西结的时代，这个罗斯是指那些居住在黑海以北的那些人。
And it talks about the people who live north of the Black Sea.
所以在以西结书的预言里面，有三次提到这个从北方急促的，将会有军队前来攻打这个以色列。
And so in Ezekiel chapter 38, three times it mentioned people from the far north coming to attack Israel.
如果你看这个地图的话
，If you look at the map，
那么黑海以北的国家，今天的话就是俄罗斯。
The country north of the Black Sea is Soviet Union of today。
所以很明显的，这个罗斯是指这个今天的的俄罗斯。
So very clearly, Rush is talking about the Soviet Union or Russia of today.
所以在这个先知以西结的预言当中
So in the prophecy of the prophet Ezekiel,
他说这个俄罗斯在这个哥格的领导之下
He said under the leadership of Gog,
他们将会带领其他的军队包括这些波斯人、古士人、后人哥灭人和陀加马人前来攻打以色列。
Who will lead the Persians, the Cush, Put, and also the Beth, Togarma tribe to come from the far north to attack?
好了，今天刚才我们看那段经文，我们看到第五节波斯人。
Okay, in verse 5, it talks about Persia.
然后波斯人很清楚，我们就知道是代表今天的伊朗。
We know Persia refers to Iran of today.
那么古士人呢，是指这个 Ethiopia.
Cush is Ethiopian.
霍人呢，是指这个利比亚。
And Put is talking about Libya of today.
哥灭人呢，是指这个土耳其，或者是德国。
Gomer.Refers to either Turkey or Germany of today.
然后陀加马人是指这个土耳其。
And Togarma is talking about Turkey.
所以根据圣经，他说这个哥格就是来自这个俄罗斯，将会带领这个伊朗、以多比亚、利比亚、土耳其和德国来攻打这个以色列。
So according to the Bible, Gog, who will be out of Russia, will lead the people from Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, and Germany, to attack Israel.
所以这个俄罗斯的总统可以成为这个哥哥。
So the president of Russia can become Gog.
或者换句话说，这个布丁总统他可以成为这个哥哥。
So in another words, President Putin could become Gog.
然后带领这些国家来攻打以色列。
And he can lead all these other countries to attack Russia, to attack Israel.
那么过去几年，我们看到这个布丁总统到很多世界上回教的国家去拜访他们，跟他们建立外交的关系。
In the past few years, President Putin has traveled among the Muslim countries to establish relationship with them.
其中就是伊朗、跟利比亚，还有印度尼西亚。
And among them is Iran, Indonesia, and also
Indonesia.
No, I already said Indonesia. What's the other? Iran, Libya, and Indonesia.
So, 在2007年十月的时候
So, in 2007 in October.
所以这个布丁总统他拜访这个伊朗
President Putin, went for a visit in Iran.
对，并且肯定伊朗，他说他将会把一所这个核子反应堆把它完成。
And confirmed that they will finish a nuclear reactor in Iran.
什么时候这个哥格将会带领这些军队来攻打以色列
？So when will Gog lead all this army towards Israel?
那么如果我们看38章。就是以西结38章第八节上半节。
So if we look at chapter 38 of Ezekiel verse 8.
他说过热多热，他必被差派到末后之年，你必来到脱离刀剑从列国收回之地，到以色列长久荒凉的山上。
Verse 8 it says, after many days you will be mustered. In the later years you will go against the land that is restored from war, the land where people were gathered from many nations upon the mountains of Israel, which had been a continual waste.
那么这里我们看到这些军队将会在末后之年，也就是在以色列与敌基督签了这个和平合约的时候。
And so we talk about in the later years, which is when Israel signed a contract with the Antichrist.
就在那个时候来攻打以色列。
It is at that time when this army will come.
那么上次我谈到这个大灾难。
Last time I talk about tribulation.
这个敌基督跟这个以色列签约这个和平合约的时候是在大灾难期间。
When the Antichrist will sign a contract with the Israel, this will happen during the Great Tribulation.
什么时候这个俄罗斯的哥格会带领这些军队来攻打以色列？
So when will Gog from Russia lead all this army towards Israel?
那么很多圣经学者都认为这个时候是在大灾难的中间的时候。
A lot of the Bible scholars think it is in the middle of the tribulation.
所以为什么这些国家要来攻打以色列？
So why would all this country want to come, to attack Israel?
根据圣经，他们是要抢窃以色列的财富。
And according to the Bible, it's because they want to obtain the wealth of Israel.
目前以色列是一个非常富有的一个国家。
Israel is a very wealthy country.
人口只不过是700万。
There's only 7 million in population.
但是有7200位的百万富翁。
But there is 7200 millionaire.
那么世界上我们知道有500位最富有的人。
We know that there are 500 of the most of the wealthiest people in the world.
有6位是以色列人。
6 of them are Israelites.
啊，小小的国家，它的财富却有350亿的财富。
A little country, but its total wealth is like 35 billion.
然后另外一个目的呢，或者是因为这些回教国家要阻止以色列在这个圣地建立这个圣殿。
And the second reason for them to attack Israel is because all this Muslim country want to prevent Israel from rebuilding the temple.
他们要保护在圣地那个回教堂。
They want to protect the dome of the rock.
啊，刚才我讲过这个伊朗的总理啊，啊，马穆阿马迪纳吉，他要把这个以色列从这个地图除掉。
Just now I said the Iranian president want to wipe off Israel from the map.
那么无论何，圣经讲到这场战争是神所安排的。
But no matter what.The Bible said this battle was arranged.
那么神使到这个哥格来进攻以色列。
God wanted Gog to attack Israel.
所以这个很庞大的军队将会前来进攻这个小小的国家。
So this huge army is going to come forward to attack this little country.
啊，以色列是非常小的国家。
Israel is a very small country.
啊，它的面积只不过是上次我讲过，好像纽泽西这么大。
Its square mileage is only as big as New Jersey.
啊，纽泽西就是这个美国第三小的一个州。
New Jersey is actually the third smallest state in the United States.
啊，如果我们看这个中东的地图的话
，If we look at the map of the Middle East,
我们可以看到以色列被有22个不友好的国家包围住。
We can see that Israel was surrounded by 22 hostile countries.
如果以那个面积来对比的话
，If we look at the square mileage.
那么这些国家比起以色列有大640倍。
These surrounding countries actually is 640 times larger than Israel.
那么人口比以色列多了60倍。
And the population is 60 times more than Israel.
那么自从以色列在1948年复国之后
，And since Israel became a country again in 1948,
我们都知道以色列在过去受到周围的那些敌人的攻打。
We know that Israel has been under attack by surrounding countries.
但是从来没有被打败过。
But they have never been defeated.
为什么这小小的国家被这么多的敌人围住，却不能够被打败？
So how come Israel, this little country, being surrounded by all this hostile country, has never been defeated?
我想是神在掌管吧。
I think God is in control.
所以圣经讲到，在那个时候，就是以西结的预言，根据以西结的预言，那个时候将从北方有军队来进攻以色列。
So according to the prophecy in Ezekiel, the army will come from the far north.
那么先知以西结告诉我们，这些军队将从北方来到这个山上。
And the prophet Ezekiel told us that the army will arrive from the north to the mountains.
如果我们看这个中东的地图
，If you look at the map in the Middle East,
以色列北边就是那些山脉。
North of Israel is a mountain range.
所以靠近这个边界的时候，这些国家就是比如说叙利亚。黎巴嫩或者这个约旦的北边。
And so the border is have Syria, Lebanon, and also northern Jordan.
那么很可能这些国家也参入这个战争。
So these countries may also have joined in this huge army.
来攻打以色列这个小小的国家。
To attack Israel.
所以当这个庞大的军队前来攻打的时候。
So as this huge army advanced towards Israel.
那么从人的角度来看，这个小小的国家肯定会被吞噬掉。
And from man's point of view, this little country is going to be, defeated.
根本没有得比啊。
There is no comparison.
啊，就好像旧约圣经里面讲那个大卫跟哥利亚一样。
It's just like King David meeting up with the giant Goliath.
啊，只有神能够帮助他们。
Only God can help them.
所以我们要注意这个38章第18节到第19节。
So let's look at the chapter 38 verses 18 to 19.
所以主耶和华说，哥格上来攻击以色列地的时候。
This is what will happen in that day when Gog attacks the land of Israel.
他说，我的怒气要从鼻孔里出来。
He said, my hot anger will be aroused.
我发愤恨和烈怒如火烁，那日在以色列地必有大震动。
In my zeal and fury wrath, I declare that at that time there shall be a great earthquake.
所以圣经讲到将会有一场很大的地震。
And so the Bible said there will be a great earthquake.
所以在这种状况之下，以色列的敌人将进入一种很混乱的状态当中。
And in the midst of it, then the enemy of Israel will be in a great confusion.
那么在那个时候，他们将会互相的残杀。
And at that time, they're going to attack each other.
啊，不晓得你有没有经历过那种地震的那种经历
？I don't know if you have ever experienced earthquake.
但是我听过那些人所经历，那些人讲，当那个时候地震的时候，他们不能够控制。
I have heard people who have experienced earthquake that during the earthquake, there is no way you can control anything.
所以在那个时候，他们将会自相残杀。
So during that time, they're going to attack each other.
那么在旧约圣经里面，四世纪第七章跟第八章。
And in Judges chapter 7 and 8.
那么有同样的一个记载。
There has been a similar recording.
那么当时圣经讲到有135,000的密甸人前来攻打以色列。
At that time, there were 135,000Midianites coming to attack.
那么圣经里面讲到一个人叫做基甸。
And the Bible recorded Gideon.
那么基甸有300个助手。
Gideon has 300 men.
所以在神的带领之下，他们把这个敌人陷入一个混乱的状态当中。
And so under God's hand.They have led the enemies to get in a confusion state.
那么使到他们自相残杀。
And they attack one another.
一共有120,000的密甸人被杀。
And there were 120,000 Midianites killed.
所以根据以西结的预言，圣经讲到神将会用这个大自然的那种力量来打败这些敌人。
So according to the Bible, God is going to use natural forces to defeat the enemies.
所以当这个地震发生的时候，他们将会陷入在这个混乱的当中。
So as the earthquake begins, they will fall into a state of confusion.
那么除了用这个大自然的能力来打败这个敌人。
And besides using natural forces to defeat the enemies,
那么圣经也讲到神将会用疾病来打败这些敌人。
The Bible also said God will use sickness to defeat them.
所以当这些军人得到这个疾病之后，
So as the army receive this sickness,
所以他将会失去那种攻打的能力。
They will lose the strength.
那么除了之外，圣经也讲到那些大炮还有那些暴雨将会降临到这个地上。
And the Bible also said there will be hail storms.
那么这个事情是可能的。
And this is possible.
比如说在旧约圣经里面讲到这个索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市的时候。
And for example, when the Bible talk about the Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为神不能够容忍那些人的罪恶。
Because God cannot stand their sin anymore.
所以神从天上降临那个火跟硫磺到地上，把这两个城市毁灭掉。
So God sent fire down from the sky to destroy the two cities.
所以在那个时候，神同样的利用这个天上降下来的东西毁灭这些敌人。
So God used this fire from the sky to destroy these enemies.
为什么神利用这个哥哥带领这些军队来攻打以色列？
Why did God use Gog to lead these people towards Israel?
然后又把他们毁灭掉。
But then destroy them.
那么神这么做有三个原因。
God wanted to do this for three reasons.
第一个原因，神就是要彰显他的能力。
First of all, God wanted to show his power.
他要这些敌人看到神能够掌权这个大自然。
He wants his enemies to know that God is sovereign over nature.
而且他能够使到这个地震动。
He can cause earthquakes.
他能够使到这个暴雨，那个冰炮掉在地上。
He can cause hailstorms.
那么第二，神是要彰显他的圣洁。
Secondly, God wants to show his holiness.
那么神要把这些邪恶的敌人，把他们消灭掉。
He wants to destroy the evil.People,
那么证明神是圣洁的神。
To show that he is a holy God.
那么最后，神要证明他是那位耶和华的真神。
And thirdly, he wants to show that he is the one true God.
他要外邦人看到这位神是耶和华真神。
He wants the Gentiles to see that this God is the one true God.
所以刚才我讲到这场战争将会在七年大灾难的时候将会发生。
So just now I mentioned that this battle will happen during the tribulation.
所以在大灾难期间，其实有两场战争。
Actually, there are two battles during the Great Tribulation.
然后今天我讲的这个马格跟哥哥的战争是其中的一个战争。
The battle of Gog and Magog is one of the battles.
那么在下个星期，我将会讲到这个哈米奇多顿大战。
Next week, I will talk about the Battle of Armageddon.
所以在这个战争结束之后，
So at the end of this battle,
我们圣经讲到这些敌人都死去了。
The Bible said all these enemies have died.
所以满地都是那些尸体。
And there are corpses everywhere.
这些尸体多到没有办法去处理啊。
They are so full of corpses, there's no way to treat them.
那么我们知道以色列人根据他们的律法，
And we know that according to the law of the Israelites,
他们不可以让这些尸体就是散布在他们神赐给他们的地上。
They cannot let the corpses stay on the land that God has given them.
他们必须将这些尸体除掉。
They have to get rid of them.
而且把他们埋葬。
And they have to bury them.
不然的话就玷污神赐给他们的地。
Otherwise, it would make the land unholy.
所以这些这么多的尸体，他们不能够立刻把他们埋葬。
So with all these corpses, there's no way they can bury them all at once.
所以圣经讲到将会有那些灰鸟和那些走兽来吃他们的肉。
And so the Bible recorded there will be birds and also beasts on earth that will come and eat them.
所以只有剩下他们的骨头，以色列人把他们埋葬掉。
So all that's left are the skeletons, and so the Israelites can then bury them.
所以我们看到这么多的尸体。
We can see all these corpses.
也留下很多的武器。
And they have also left behind a lot of their weapons.
那么圣经讲到这些尸体多的，他们将要需要七个月的时间把他们才埋葬掉。
The Bible said it takes them 7 months for them to bury them.
啊，圣经同时也讲到，如果要把这些武器当柴烧的话。
And the Bible also said if they're going to use the weapon as fuel.
那么将要七年的时间才可以把它们烧完。
It will take them 7 years to burn them as fuel.
所以我们可以想象到多么多的尸体和这些武器。
And we can imagine the amount of corpses and also the weapons left behind.
所以我们看到这些敌人，他们的目的就是来抢窃。以色列的财富。
We can see the purpose of this attack was for them to want to grab the wealth of Israel.
财富没有抢到，但是人都死去了。
They didn't get the wealth, and yet they died.
而且他们的武器都被毁灭掉。
And their weapons were destroyed.
我们看到这个一个小小的国家被这么多的敌人围攻。
We see that a little country like that being surrounded by this huge army.
被这么大的军队来攻打。
To be under attack by such a vast army.
但是还是不能够被吞噬掉。
And yet they are not defeated.
原因是什么？因为耶和华神保护他们。
The reason is God protected them.
自从以色列在1948年复国之后。
Ever since Israel became a country again in 1948,
我们曾经被攻打很多次。
They have been under attack several times.
我们都知道没有一次被打败过。
We know that not a single time were they defeated.
我们就是证明以色列不是一个普通的国家。
It's to show that Israel is not a common country.
那么神与以色列过去同在。
God has been with Israel in the past.
他与以色列现在同在。
He is with Israel.Present in the present days.
将来神也与以色列同在。
And he will be with Israel in the future.
因为圣经告诉我们以色列是神的选民。
Because the Bible tells us Israel is the chosen country.
以色列是在神的整个救恩里面一个很特殊的一个民族。
Israel is a special people in God's whole plan of salvation.
那么神将会与他们同在，一直到世界的末了。
God will be with them until the end of the earth.
所以神在这个战争里面，他的所作所为就是要施行他的审判和彰显他的荣耀。
And so during the battle, God is to show who He is and also show His glory.
那么以西结的预言也是主耶稣再来其中的一个预兆。
The prophecy in Ezekiel is also a sign of Jesus' coming.
它预告我们耶稣基督来的日子已经很近了。
To pretell us that Jesus' coming is very close.
所以俄罗斯今天与伊朗的关系。
So the relationship Russia has with Iran today.
还有这个伊朗他们要制造这个核子武器。
And the fact that Iran wants to have nuclear weapon.
啊，这些事情都是值得我们去关注的。
These are things that we need to pay attention to.
因为根据以斯结的预言。
Because according to the prophecy in Ezekiel.
那么这个哥哥，这个俄罗斯的哥哥将会带领这些军队前来攻打这个以色列。
Gog from Russia will lead this army to attack Israel.
那么当这件事情发生的时候。
And when this happened.
已经在大灾难的时候
would be during the tribulation.
所以这些预兆让我们看到主耶稣基督再来的日子已经很近了。
So all this tells us that the day of Jesus' return is very close.
所以我们应当注意这些事情。
We need to pay attention to these.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主提醒我们关于圣经的预言。
Please remind us of the prophecy in the Bible.
让我们明白圣经所说的预言。
Let us understand the prophecy.
让我们不要沉睡。
Help us not to be lethargic.
让我们借着这些预言等待耶稣基督的再来。
Help us through the prophecy to wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
我们将每一位弟兄交在你的手。
We lift up every brother and sister in your hand.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.